trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Crazy Pour is the best upscale sports bar in Villa Park. It's the best place to watch your favorite sports live with 160 TVs. They offer a wide variety of craft beer, including the original Sam Adams Lager and Sam Seasonal for $4.50. Warm weather is around the corner, we swear. Kick back in Crazy Pour's outdoor patios and lounge areas, or enjoy their private party rooms, pool tables, video gaming, and OTB. There's always something to do for everyone at Crazy Pour. Crazy Pour is on North Avenue, west of Route 83.
Opening day is almost here, and now is the time to check out DraftKings.com, America's home for daily fantasy sports. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's a new season every time you play, so you're never stuck with injured players or poor performers. Just pick two pitchers and eight position players, stay under the salary cap, and you can win big. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code SCORE to play for free in the $100,000 fantasy baseball contest on opening day. You can win up to 10 grand. That's SCORE at DraftKings.com.
Timeout, Chicago. It's game time. The Buffalo Wild Wings daily reminder for tonight's games. Tonight, Chicago takes the ice against Vancouver at 7:30. And don't forget, Buffalo Wild Wings is also the official hangout for the NCAA for all your basketball needs. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Whew, what a party.
But look at the walls, John. So many stains.
Oh, yeah, but...
You know what this means.
Val, we...
Time to repaint.
Val.
What, John?
We used Valspar Reserve, remember?
Mm-hmm.
It's super stain resistant and scrubbable. See, the walls are perfect.
Oh, yeah.
But if you still want to repaint...
Yay!
Valspar Reserve Paint and Primer with Hydrochroma technology. Now the colors you love stay the colors you love, exclusively at Lowe's.
Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Just past four, and from the Chicago Wolves update studio, I'm Matt Rodewald. Chicago Wolves push for the playoffs against the defending champs at Saturday at 7 at Allstate Arena. Blackhawks at the Sabres tonight in Buffalo, and the Blackhawks know they're heading to the playoffs for the seventh straight season, but Joel Quenneville is just trying to keep track of it all.
I think the last three games definitely like the trend. I thought we had a stretch there where we were very ordinary, even though we were picking up points in some games. I knew we had to get better, and knowing that if we're satisfied with this, it's not going to be good enough. So I think, you look at their last three games, playing the right way was definitely a point of emphasis, and their play was exactly what we're looking for.
Certainly made a difference. They slipped back to a wild card slot over the weekend. Now they're just 3 points behind division-leading Nashville. The Bulls and Pistons tonight on the west side at the UC. Derrick Rose not expecting to play. Still no official return date, and it looks like it's game-to-game at this point, though. Baseball, White Sox, and Charlotte tonight. John Danks making the start against the AAA squad, and then it's off to Kansas City for opening day on Monday against the defending American League champs. Cubs are in Phoenix to battle the Diamondbacks at Chase Field tonight. You can expect a lot of minor leaguers tomorrow afternoon when they do the same at Chase Field, while the big league club is heading home to get ready to face the Cardinals for opening night Sunday night. By the way, tomorrow, Jed Hoyer is at 8 a.m., Kenny Williams at 9 a.m. That's Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and Mike Esposito right here on 670 The Score. Josh Hamilton not going to be suspended for a substance abuse relapse. An arbitration hearing determined that he did not violate his treatment program. College hoops practice today down in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium. Frank Kaminsky was named the AP Player of the Year, and no surprise, John Calipari, the AP Coach of the Year. And the NFL, the league has hired its first female official full-time. It's Sarah Thomas, who has climbed the ranks for the last 16 years, and she worked a preseason game last year. Scoreboard update brought to you by Northwestern Center for Communication and Health. Master's in Health Communication Information session is on April 14th. And introducing Cars.com's revolutionary new service and repair feature. Now you can know what to pay for parts and labor in your area. Research, price, find. Only Cars.com helps you get the right service without all the drama. Cars.com, all drive, no drama. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour brought to you by St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Boars and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
Fung is winning. Winning is Fung.
It's time for Dumb Arguments, or arguments you've had that are dumb.
Jeremy Lin or Jordan? Gun to your head at the same age. Who are you taking?
Michael Jordan.
Oh, come on, Les.
Michael Jordan.
Don't like it.
You're an idiot.
I'm Italian. I like to argue.
Scusi. Rabbit a boopy.
What are you, stupid?
Les, what does it have to do with it?
It has everything to do with it.
That's what you hang your head on because you're a dumbass.
Every damn week, Doug. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but
and
just,
the only time
I, what
is
I
if
want
you play
to see
a good
it.
Game, I don't care.
Give me some
we play a
damn
good
thing.
And some we're very... Then you'll finally see him stretch the field.
Maybe, but the point is,
I don't give a damn.
Tempo.
I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna knock your head so far you're gonna have to think of that. Get the crap out of you.
Dumb arguments only on the Boars and Bernstein Show on Friday Fung.
At 4:06 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It is indeed time for Friday Fung, Dumb Arguments.
First, we've got some business to take care of, and that is the results from the Tournament of Bad championship game.
Yes.
The tournament is over. Let's recap the winners of previous years. 2008, it was people who say they can't find work. That was prophetic. 2009, using Bluetooth when not driving. 2010, it was Rod Blagojevich. 2011, jumping on Lakeshore Drive in the middle of a blizzard. 2012, the state of Pennsylvania. 2013, the Paterno family. Last year, Wrigley Field rooftop owners were voted the worst thing, and wow, by a final margin of 55% to 45%, the winner of the 2015 Tournament of Bad is anti-vaxxers. So congratulations,
wow,
to the anti-vaccine movement.
Elite
which,
field there.
Which has defeated being in an ISIS video. The one of ones has been toppled. Congratulations, anti-vaxxers.
That's a tough one there, because that ISIS video thing seems to me that's a little rough.
So it's time for dumb arguments.
Dumb arguments,
and
yeah,
the phone lines are open. 312-644-6767. We will start in Oak Forest with John on the Score.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
Okay. My dumb argument goes back about 5-6 years. It started in college, and it is, who would win in a fight to the death between a bull and a bear? Now, our group of friends is split down the middle pretty much 50-50. There have been quite a few drunken nights of this argument almost getting physical, with the bull people saying that because of the bull's sheer size and power that he could take a bear out, you know, very quickly. The bear side people thinking with the bear's agility and claws that he would easily be able to take out the clumsier bull. What do you guys think?
He actually has the agility claws in there.
I don't really think
that's particularly dumb.
Yeah, I don't either. I like that one, actually.
I think that's a somewhat...
I like it.
That's a somewhat interesting... This is dumb. From Elias, who says, my high school buddies and I were talking football and the subject of punters, and my friend said the two best punters of all time were black, Reggie Roby and Ray Guy. And I told him he had a point about them possibly being the two best, but that Ray Guy is not black. And it started a heated argument that lasted for a while. There were no iPhones, Blackberries, and internet connection, and I couldn't prove it to him. So the discussion ended without resolve until I went home after school, found a football card of Ray Guy, and walked it over to his house to prove to him that Ray Guy was white. And against the Bears, hiding. The other thing that Ray was doing,
he was the
emergency quarterback in 1984 who pretended he wasn't there so he wouldn't have to go in the game and actually play quarterback against the Bears. Rudy has his, where he said, the majority of dumb arguments in this house revolve around the misuse of idioms, the most notable of which is when I debated my sister-in-law for 10 minutes over her misuse of the phrase, you are beating a dead bush. After finally getting off the couch and going to the Google machine and showing her the phrase is in fact beating a dead horse, which she somehow combined with beating around the bush, she said, well, that's just mean. And he adds, I apparently married into the Schuster family.